Hey there, guys, it's Iggy Pop. I just want to thank you for downloading the latest Rob Rouse podcast. I gotta warn you, though, this one's got a lot of bad language in it, for obvious reasons, which will all make sense when you listen to it. But I think it's totally justified, given the circumstances, and I kind of like it. Anyway, gotta go. Gotta do my Christmas shopping, and gotta take this shirt off. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey, hello, dear listener. Welcome to episode 3 of the Rob Rouse podcast. I hope you're well. Thank you very much for downloading it wherever you are. I believe I've been looking at the stats. We've got a couple of listens in the Russian Federation. So if you're listening in the Russian Federation, how are you doing? Glasnost, is that right? I don't know any Russian, but get in touch with the show. Thanks to all of you who got in touch after the first two podcasts. We got a bit of feedback on the chainsaw episode as well with Tom Rigglesworth. Got one from a tree surgeon called Simon Zek, who says, where is he? I've been listening to podcasts for many years now, mainly whilst up trees or on and around trees in my job as a tree surgeon. Never before have I had to worry so much about someone else whilst risking my own self. Geez, 60 quid on a chainsaw, stop it. So, we'll see how it pans out, Simon, but thanks for getting in touch and do take care on those trees. Big thanks to Elvis Presdy, who got in touch, I know who you are, on iTunes, I appreciate that. Keep your emails coming into podcast@robrouse.com or indeed at @robrouse on Twitter. Now, today's show is a bit different, although it's number 3, so I'm not really sure what normal is, what that should be, or if there is a normal. I mean, so far the podcast has basically been me kind of talking to people whilst doing something. In my head, I want it to be like a bit like my own radio program, a bit like one of those overly earnest Radio 4 documentaries, you know, where they really try and paint a picture with sound. You know the kind of thing I mean.
And now on Radio 4, the history of making a cup of tea. Jonathan Windersley Backgammon joins Julia Rees-Smythe in her kitchen to find out how her mother used to make a cup of tea.
Yes, so what I'm doing now is I'm boiling the water in the kettle. And it's very important. You can hear it boiling there. Yes, it's very important to get it completely boiled. There we go. So that when I pour it into the cup, can you hear the water going into the cup now?
There it goes.
Can you hear that going in there?
Lovely sound.
I let this brew. See, I get a teaspoon. Can you hear
Did your mother use a teaspoon?
And I give it a good stir, you see. And then I really modge the bag.
Did your mother
use
to modge the bag?
The flavours to infuse out of the tea. And I've got the milk. Can you hear me?
Did your mother used to put milk in the tea for you?
Yes, this is how my mother used to make tea when I was a girl. I remember it distinctly. She would stand there by the arger, you know, it's...
Exactly like that, but without being earnest and excruciating. Now, I'm not against being interesting every now and then, but ultimately, I'm an arse, I'm a clown. I think that's where I'm happiest. Maybe that makes me shallow, I don't know, but I think this podcast is a really good one. It's partially informative for you fact nerds out there. It's local. It came together completely organically. I was delighted. I've got a massive guest this week. I can't believe I've managed to line this one up. It's been years in the planning. My people spoke to their people and it finally came off. And I'm delighted to announce that this week's guest is my wife, Helen Rutter. Now, she's a real Renaissance woman. She's a great actor. She's a really great writer. She runs her own playgroup. She helps the kids at the local school read. She's an amazing mother. She's also doing one way a week as a dinner lady now, which I don't know why that turns me on, but it does, and I'm not ashamed of that. She makes her own greetings card. She swears like a builder. The list is endless. I mean, she's a real doer. She's a doer. I'm a faffer. That's how our relationship works. She's a doer. I'm a faffer. She's also a gatherer of stuff. She's like a womble. She collects things and brings them home. The disaster being that I'm a hoarder. So it's very much a match made in hell, that part of our relationship. She brings crap back to the house I try and keep it forever. Which is actually why in episode one, when Gaz Coombs cut my hair in the garage, we got stuck behind the insulation boards that I've been stockpiling for no apparent reason. But this episode is about keeping fit, because I think it's kind of hard to stay fit, certainly on the road as a stand-up. I think it's hard generally in life, isn't it? Sugar gets snuck into everything. Everyone's too busy. No one's got the time. Most people live. If you're in a couple with kids, you probably work in order to earn childcare, to enable you to go back to work, to earn more childcare, so you can go back to work, to earn. It's a fucking nightmare, isn't it? So how do you fit in eating healthily and exercising? Now, my wife has always been quite disciplined about this. She was in a boot camp a couple of years ago where rugby players used to shout at her in the snow and make her run around. I've not got the gumption to do that, and I think I've also laboured under the illusion that it's just a bit bullshitty having a personal trainer, and that, I'll shout at you in the garden for nothing, love, and that kind of nonsense. So this podcast, I joined her and her trainer Paul in the garden for a workout that was unbelievable. I mean, I have tried to exercise with my wife in the past. I once went to a hot yoga class with her last summer when I was particularly stressed. And obviously, it goes without saying, it was unbelievably hot. I mean, it was pass out kind of hot. I really didn't like it at all. But there was a moment when I kind of persevered, and everyone was sweating. It was towards the end of the class, and the teacher said, "Remember, you know, you aren't your mind, you're not your body. Look in the mirror and see who's there. Who's there in the mirror?" And I remember looking in the mirror and seeing my greying 40-year-old sweating self. And I just, inside myself, I said, "I don't know who I am," and burst into tears. So, I mean, I'm a lightweight when it comes to any kind of hardcore exercise. So, yeah, so Helen used to do this boot camp, but that has just recently folded. And she couldn't be bothered joining a gym. She didn't want to be in a gym, doing part of that rigmarole of monthly payments and having to get there and all that bullshit. So she responded to a local advert in the, I think in a shop, for a local personal trainer. He's called Paul Weir. He's a very lovely, charming, gentle and unassuming psychopath. And I joined him and my very special guest, my wife, Helen, for their Wednesday workout. And this is what happened. Now, feel free to try it for yourself. I'll put all the exercise bits. Sorry, there's a bus outside. I'm in Bath doing some Christmas gigs. I'll put all the exercise stuff on the podcast page. But I must warn you, there's a lot of swearing in this for inevitable reasons. There's some talk of my buttocks, and there is a certain amount of vomiting for which I'm unable to apologise. So here it is. I think it's a cracker. It's podcast number 3, the Helen Rutter Workout.
Here's my podcast. I made it for you. Listen on the train or taking a bath, or maybe when you're driving in your car.
I'm already scared because that says it's the 600 workout. And yeah. I believe that there was that film called 300, wasn't there?
Yes.
That Gerard Butler, yes, et al. Were in. That's... And that was the 300 workout.
Yes, well, this is double that.
And you've doubled it. You're a psychopath.
Yes, I have slightly doubled it.
It looks horrific.
Yes.
50 star jumps, 50 narrow arm press-ups, 50 squat jumps, 50 sit-ups, 50 squat thrusts, 50 shoulder-width press-ups, 50 front-to-back jumps, I don't even know what those are, 50 wide arm press-ups, 50 side-to-side jumps, 50 tricep dips, 50 burpees, and 50 sit-ups. Do you do this every week?
No, I've not done this. I've done 300, I've not done 600.
I mean, Jesus. You have done it.
Oh, have I?
You've done, remember you did it in full cardio, then a break, than the weight one.
Okay, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So you're doing exactly what you've done,
right,
the first week, but I've actually done it, so it goes cardio, weight, cardio.
Right,
weight.
Right.
Hence no equipment like a wobble ball for you to fall off.
So this is Paul, he's Helen's personal trainer, and he trains you every week, isn't that right?
Yeah, I am aware that having me saying my personal trainer does make me maybe sound like a bit of a bellend. But
it makes you sound like a bit of a footballer's wife,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, a little bit.
Yeah, well, we'll put your diamond-encrusted smartphone down and let's go and do this.
Yeah, well,
have we done a dog shit run before we start doing the back of the garden?
I just take bags with me.
We take bags.
All right, you take dog shit bags with you.
Brilliant.
Oh, God.
How many dog shit bags have we got?
Between 5 and 10.
Between 5 and 10, is that usually enough?
Yeah.
Mm. You never know with Ron, do you?
The because leaves that mask the...
Yeah. Every leaf is an adventure, isn't it?
It is.
So what we're doing now is we're just clearing the exercise area as best we can of leaves. Obviously, Paul used to be in the army, didn't you? So this is a bit like minefield clearing. I can immediately see a dog turd there that one of us has kicked. That's a large one masked by leaves. Maybe we should create a safe area where we're not doing squat thrusts near that.
Maybe we'll just start over there.
Oh, we could use the gravel.
Oh, yeah, I can't pick that up.
Yeah, that's unpickable. That's, how would you describe that, Helen? That's that's been well and truly compacted into the grass and leaf bed. There we go. Oh, there's one. There's another one. There's another one. That's had quite a lot of rain action. There's a lot in front of your foot there, sweetheart, as well.
Should we go on the gravel?
I think we should definitely get away from the grass because...
Well, we've got to do sit-ups, though.
That's all right. We can bring out some kind of mat, can't we?
What's your press-ups like, then?
My press-ups? Yeah. It's the one exercise I do. I try and do about about three a day.
Right.
Oh, it's the noise that you're going to be making quite a lot.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh.
I'm waiting for the 50 burpees.
Now, I'm
you
happy with that.
You know how to do a burpee, don't you?
I do know how to do a burpee.
Good.
The wind comes up
yeah.
and you just thrust it out of the throat.
Oh, you're more likely just on your hands and knees, in and jump up.
Yep. A burpee.
A burpee.
Great, okay.
Right, so, 50 star jumps.
50 star, what, just now?
Now. 50 star jumps.
Then together?
Together.
When together?
Yes.
I think I need a wee.
Give it, give it.
One, two,
when you've done the 50, you're going to go into narrow arm press-ups.
Seven, eight.
What's that interviewing your wife?
So this is this how it usually start, Helen? I've lost count, Paul.
Why don't I count to myself?
Just realise how hard it is to interview your own wife and do star jumps at the same time. There's a reason that Michael Parkinson didn't do his interviews like this.
Well, he's not stupid.
Exactly.
I don't know how many we're on at all.
10.
I need a piss.
11. 12. Start at 12. Come on, let's add 12. Now, remember, if you need to have a drink, you have a drink when you require a drink.
Yep.
The natural break of this is when you get knackered.
Oh, God.
But, Rob, we've only been going 2 minutes.
Yeah. Two. What a lovely day.
It is. So when you get to 50, drop down and give me 50 narrow arm press-ups.
I've done 50. Can I go for a wee?
You can.
I do need a wee.
Go on.
So Helen, do you take over the podcast?
Go on, Helen, on your hands and knees.
We'll go straight in. We could lie to Rob and say that I've done 50.
You could think I'm a superwoman. You've just told that to a live recording. He knows you haven't done 50.
I'll listen to all this back. I know what you've been saying. Right, was it 50 press-ups now?
50 narrow-arm.
Narrow-arm.
So I could do more of the tricep.
Is that like that? Now, I've got a slight injury in my elbow. Where...
Anyway, Helen said you often do pull-ups and chin-ups.
It's funny, I try and do pull-ups whenever I can. 10. But I find like if you stop doing them, takes a massive effort to be able to do one again.
Yeah. Well, a friend of mine has got a climbing wall, and his goal is to do 100 pull-ups.
I think you should do that dog poop pull. You see it on the back heel of your shoe there, in that corner there.
Oh yeah. Right, let's get a bit taller.
I'll keep him busy.
So, Rob, what's it like being a comedian?
Oh, it's today, it's horrific. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to me. So, what have you done there?
Well, she's done
50.
She's done
jumps.
She's done that, and she's tell you what, she's 100 ahead of you.
She is. I went for a wee. Four. Fucking hell. Five.
Come on, Ellen. There's it.
Oh,
you're looking good there, Rob.
Damn it.
Well done, nice press ups, down and up. Remember, if you need to have a stop to have a break.
Oh, God, that's 50, what is it now?
After that is 50 squat jumps.
Would you agree, Paul? It's probably harder for me because I have a greater body mass than my wife.
No, it's harder for you to be fit.
Nice and high. And
I think for 41, I'm fairly fit. But this is proving otherwise.
Ah.
But you only do exercises that you like doing, don't you?
I do, yeah. I get stuck in.
You get stuck in doing ones that you think you're good at and then don't do ones that you don't.
And then I read something in the magazine that says, hey, you can get lean and fit in just 3 minutes a day. And I go, right, I've smashed it.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Then what you're doing today is a full body workout.
Yeah.
Including your brain, because you've got to engage the brain while you're talking. So when you've done those, you've got to do 50 sit-ups.
After the squat thrust?
No. After squat jumps. Squat jumps.
Sorry, just had to gob out something horrible into the drain. Oh my god, right, that's 50 squat
Fantastic.
Jumps.
Fantastic, now 50 sit-ups for laying on your back.
This man's a psychopath.
Yep.
Oh, Helen can probably, while you're having a break, tell the listeners about my history with sit-ups, Helen.
Oh yeah. Rob has got some horrific scarring.
Oh dear.
On his, the top of his bottom and the bottom of his back from doing sit-ups too vigorously. And he thinks this is a normal injury to have as a qualified sports person, Paul. Have
no.
you ever heard of that injury?
No.
Do you want me to show you?
No.
But that was when I used to be a lot bigger, didn't I, Helen?
Yes.
Before we met.
I think maybe your buttocks are a different shape.
I think my buttocks produce excessive friction, which causes them to rub, hence the scarring.
Yeah, I'm just walking around chafed.
But whenever I've had any subsequent rectal examinations, they're always slightly suspicious about the scars at the top of my cleft. I feel somewhat off guard. I think that's why I'm giving this information away. It's working those abs. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah, what are you waiting for, Helen?
Yes.
Now Helen is on to what shoulder width press-ups?
Oh god,
50.
Paul, I've done 50 sit-ups.
No, you haven't.
That was 50.
Was it?
Yep.
Maybe you ought to do 51 then, just in case.
I'll do you 51. 51.
Right, squat thrusts.
Squat thrusts.
So one in and out is one.
Yep.
I've just sent you the programme, Helen, so you can batter Rob tomorrow.
Oh, God. You've got some nice frozen stickers on your phone cover there,
I
Paul.
Have, yes.
Very much befits the man who used to be in the army.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, well, I did my basic training in Catterick in October, November, December, when it snowed.
Yeah. Hence, you're
You're now a frozen fan.
Well, that's a daughter. I quite like that. Actually, it's a good film, though.
Hang on, you're on 50 press-ups?
Oh, right.
I've done 30.
Right, right then, Helen. You're on 50 squat, front to back. So, one.
Squat-ups.
Okay.
Two. And then Rob's onto squat thrust, and then onto shoulder width.
Got to finish your squat thrust off.
Yeah, finish those off.
Oh! So how long have you been training my wife, then?
One, two, three,
You've done 50 wide-arm press-ups as well.
About 2 months now.
2 months. And how would you describe her as a student?
Very good.
Yeah.
Very fit. Especially when it comes to running.
She's more determined than scrappy-do, isn't she?
Yes, she is. She is. But as she likes boxing.
Yes.
As I know. And she's very good at light contact.
Yeah.
It's getting less and less light.
It's getting less and less light.
That's 50 squats.
Yeah, 50 squats. After 50 squats,
fucking suck. Oh, you do this every week?
Yes. 50 normal press-ups.
50 normal press-ups.
It's a full body workout.
Just got a burpees.
Yeah, I know.
Got a burpees there.
Burpees already. Well, you've got to do 50 of those. Now, what? Helen's on front. You're on now. What? You've done wide arm press-ups.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And I've just done the front to back.
Right, side to side then.
Side to side.
Well, before you do them side to side, Helen, do you want to evaluate my progress?
I think the sounds that you're making
yeah.
are evaluation enough, to be honest. I think we can hear a vocal display of where you're at physically and mentally.
I'm just wondering actually whether you ought to join you every week. Though running might come into.
Oh, no.
So what Christmas shows you got planned?
Oh, yeah. I'm in Liverpool. I'll also be in Bath.
In a bath or in bath?
Oh, I'll be in a bath in a bit. Oh, I'm all over the place. Oh, God. That's 20 press-ups.
See, Helen, I told you that natural bricks will occur. I've
never doubted your commitment to this, Helen. I've always been very proud of you. I do tell you every morning, don't
you?
You
tell
you've
me
done
every
it,
week
how proud I am.
So after you've done that, 50 tricep dips.
Okay.
Especially if you combine that with a combined school and playgroup drop-off.
Okay. You can't do this, and you won't be able to pick up either of the children tomorrow.
No.
That's a slight issue.
Oh, God.
The children receive less love based yeah. on how hard you work in this workout.
Whoa.
And we often have the ball out thrown for Ronnie, running around the garden.
I imagine the dog would now add an element of chaos
to
this.
No, no, for
that
here.
Really we don't need. Oh.
Right, then, 50 side-to-side jumps.
I've got another 20 wide press-ups yet.
See, this is what I said, Helen, was I'd naturally put this in without compromising your workout.
Yeah,
so he could have him and his mate can have a comedy chat for half an hour. He's done better than I thought. I'm waiting for the 50 burpees.
I have to be fair, I think your press-ups are...
They are good.
..a little bit more professional than my press-ups.
Yeah, I like to pride myself on my press-ups.
Yeah.
I probably do 50 every other day on a good week, and then I decide that's my exercise for the week, apart from walking the dog, which is not right for a man of my age, is it?
No.
It's not enough.
You ought to come running with us, because I'm taking Ronnie and Helen out running with the running harness.
Yeah. What, but you're putting Helen in a running harness?
Ronnie in the running harness.
like baby reins.
You're now going to do 50 side-to-side jumps. So.
A bit like a time walk.
Yeah.
Hands on hips.
Yeah, go hands on hips. And...
I don't have to...
Helen's under 50 triceps, she's under 50
what
burpees.
What counts is one?
50 burpees. I might have to
is there and back one?
One.
Alright, so that's five. Six. Seven.
I'm just going to rest my arms. I'm going to go feed the chickens while I rest my arms.
See, 11, a lot going 12. Here, 13. 15. 17. 18. 19. 20. 21. 22. 23. 24. 25. 26.
Oh my God, Rob!
No. Sorry, everyone.
I didn't even make that noise on week one.
No, you're was. Oh, where are going?
I feel that porridge coming. Porridge is coming back up. Oh, oh, oh fuck!
Don't vomit, you don't let her vomit.
Oh, it's real vomit. Yeah, sorry. Oh, God. Thank you, Paul. I can definitely attest that this is hard work.
Someone had to be sick, and it turned out that person had to be me. I think being sick is maybe worse than crying in hot yoga. It's hard to... I mean, there's a Rizzler paper. There's a gnat's dick between the two of them. But, yeah, it's... I think from this point, I think I was over the brow of the hill. I think I got a second wind, and the second half of the podcast is certainly attests to that. We also get into how Paul ended up being a personal trainer and his previous days in the army, which I think makes for a really good listen. So once again, I just want to apologise for the puking and the talk of my arse, but I hope we understand the reasons why. Get in touch at Rob Rouse on Twitter or podcast@robrouse.com. Here it is.
Well, Helen did say you were very, very strong upper body, but quite weak on the lower body and on the cardio.
Paul's just telling me that you've been saying how I'm very strong in my upper body.
On the upper body.
See,
press
that's all they ever talk about, Rob.
How strong I am.
But now all I'll ever talk about is how you vomited in your personal training session.
I vomited in a bush. Right, that's 50 side-to-sides.
Right, and 50 tricep dips.
I think he missed out the front-to-back, but that's me being pedantic.
Has he missed the front-to-back?
I'm not going to make it because he sounds like he's going to be sick again.
Right, well, he can do the tricep dips.
I do the front-to-backs now if you want.
Now, do the tricep dips. Do the tricep dips, then the front-to-back.
I see, tricep dips.
Tricep dips. That's it. 50 of those. Do you want some weights to make it heavier?
No.
I can't concentrate when you're making that noise.
Oh, God.
Stop it. It's
my spit now is so gelatinous. It's like an oyster. Pure throat oysters. How often do you make people vomit, Paul, when you do this?
You're the first.
It was horrible, particularly horrible because it was coffee vomit. So it was coffee. Coffee puke. Oh, God.
You are the first.
We got a puker!
Well, I try not to make people puke.
You're making yourself be sick with doing that all the time. Stop doing that!
Now it's there, it's hard to get rid of.
Go and have a drink of water.
Don't drink out of my water bottle.
I'll spray it into my mouth.
Yes.
There you go.
Why don't you take a short break? It's to
have a short break and tell the audience about how you're feeling.
Is it normal for exercise to induce that much mucus?
No.
No. I just assume that's why footballers spit so much. No. You never see lady athletes, do you, gozzing?
Oh, I don't know. Paul Radcliffe's done it a few times.
Well, Paul Radcliffe's done a lot of things, hasn't she? She's a tremendous athlete.
She is, she is.
But she did, you're right, she did do a poop in a televised marathon, which... And that kind of behaviour follows you around, doesn't it? Her reputation.
Still one of my heroines.
Absolutely. I wish I was that coffin to take shit in the street.
Yeah, but are you likely to be winning £1 million at a time?
I'll shit in the street for £1 million, Paul. I'll shit in the street for 50 quid.
Well done, Helen. Oh. How are you doing, Helen?
All right, I'm on 40.
Oh.
Oh my God. I'm not going to invite him back if he keeps making these.
I'm sorry, I think that's it. I think that's it out.
So, after the 50 tricep dips, you've then got to do the side to side jumps. And then the burpees. And Helen got the burpees and then the V sit ups. And then Helen gets a break while he finishes. You'll be doing the.
Oh dear.
Well, I must admit, he's done better than I thought he'd do.
You're trying to think what you imagined. If this is better than what you thought.
Upper body press up sit ups. I thought.
I think if you you discount the spitting and granted the vomit, then I'd be alright.
Brilliant. Yeah. Aside from that, you'd be brilliant.
And next week's session is 14 minutes of hard running.
I think I'm away next. I'm pretty sure. Oh.
What is a postman? Don't vomit, Rob.
I mean, 50 V sit ups, Helen. But how is the new material carries it coming along well?
A lot of it comes from experiences. And
I just know that I had to come and see the show where you tell everybody one Wednesday morning you puked up while training.
Oh.
Yeah, no, don't let him. Oh my God, he's vomiting again.
No, he's not. The trouble is, how much of that is he putting on?
None. I just can't breathe. Can't breathe without needing to gap.
You're making that happen, though. You're forcing it. Ow.
I wouldn't be doing it if I could control it. It's horrible.
So he's he left the burps in the first week. Now he's going to leave the vomit in the second week. Lord knows what's going to happen in the fifth week.
You'd never be able to edit out all these noises.
I'm happy to take a judgment call on the vomiting. Oh, God. Whoa.
Now, if you really don't feel well, Rob, the best thing to do is to slow down and stop and have a couple of minute break.
It's just the exertion, isn't it? Straight after breakfast. You're lucky I've not shat myself.
I think I need to stop.
Rob.
No,
Rob, I think at this point, go do the 50 sit-ups first.
Yeah. Do the burpees at the end.
And do burpees at the end.
V sit-ups.
V sit-ups. There we go. Here's a nice little cushions.
So just like my wife.
Just like your wife, yeah.
But without the vomiting.
Without the vomiting, please. Well, I did say I'd give you to lose a dress size in a week.
What's my current dress size, Alan?
Or trouser size.
I think at least if we do all the hard work, I should at least be allowed to wear a dress for my special reveal at the end. And look at Rob in his... Oh, it's gone down a dress size!
Well, Paul's got the nail varnish. I think he might be able to keep the rest.
Well,
it's like RuPaul's drag race round here.
Well,
it's brilliant.
But you are doing really, really well. And after those, that's it, Helen, once you finish those.
Great.
You get a 5-minute break before we go on to the second part.
You're going to have to take over the podcast, Helen.
I don't know if there's any more I can say. I think we might have hit a peak at the vomit and now there's nowhere left to go, really. I don't know how you can come back from that with any sense of lightness.
I think the problem is I puked early, didn't I?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, you should have left that until...
I have quite an active bowel and I think the constant compression and flexing is just forcing all sorts of issues to the surface. It's probably a good thing. I don't know what that noise was.
Neither do I.
What are you on, Rob?
That's 30.
20 more, then you get a break as well.
I'm going to cry.
So every week now, he's been saying he's not going to be around, is he?
No, he's definitely not. He's not been available, has he, for the last two months, and now we finally got him to do it.
It does make me realise I've been kidding myself that I'm at some level of fitness. I mean, because I'm naturally very athletic.
Yes.
You just didn't, you know. Just,
well, I'm so strong.
I have to be careful not to put on too much muscle mass.
Well, to be fair, you did say you regularly did pull-ups.
Yes, I think he probably is strong. I still believe this, yeah, even though I've seen what I've seen today.
Thanks, Helen.
You did say, at the same time, that the cardio was something he didn't do much of.
Whoa, have you been throwing me under the bus for my cardio? That's 50, you bastards.
Right, you're going to break me, then, can't you?
So I did 3 burpees.
Yeah.
Before I started vomiting again. About 2 months ago, I bashed my elbow on the door frame. Not the outside, but the sort of the extra bit on the end.
Ooh, the knobbly bit. Oof.
You where the tendons join on. And I think because I bashed it, I started holding it out too far. Just because I was holding it because it hurt. And literally, I bashed it about another 10 times in the space of 2 weeks.
It's going to hurt.
And it still never healed up.
Also, you're always on the road as well.
Yeah. So yeah. It's my driving arm.
You've got an automatic car.
That's the steering arm, isn't it? But is that also not healing up just because of age?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Could be. The older we get, the longer it takes to heal.
Have you been watching that SAS...
Which one?
The training thing on Channel 4.
There was two on, wasn't
it? A mate of mine, Mickey D, was in that. He's a comic Australian guy.
Oh, yes.
Taking part in it?
Yes.
He's in it, yeah. He got into, like, mega marathon running about 2 or 3 years ago.
There was two, wasn't there? There was the Ultimate Hell Week.
Yeah. It's just gone now, guys.
Maybe we should try and emotionally break him down and...
Done that.
Interrogate him now. Now we've broken him physically.
If you put a bag on my head, I'll tell you everything.
What's your fucking name? What's your fucking name?
Rob Rouse.
I didn't know where to be. My wife made me come here. She told me everything. This is my salt code. This is my bank number. This is my PIN number. Just leave me alone. Got me thinking, how long would I last in it?
Yeah.
What did you do in the army, if you can tell us? Unless it's secret.
Tanks.
Come a bit nearer so we can hear you.
I drove tanks.
You drove tanks?
I drove tanks. Chieftains, them Challenger ones.
If you sit down there, we'll be able to hear you really well.
Because
that's pretty much every boy's dream, isn't it, being a tank driver?
It wasn't mine.
Oh, huh? Wasn't it?
No. Army Catering Corps. Seriously.
But you end up driving tanks?
Yeah. Seriously.
You Army went to bake cakes.
I did. Right, okay. Year 9, I took the options. Year 9, I took home economics.
Yeah.
That was 50% cooking, 25% ironing, 25%...
Tank driving.
No, 25% of needlework. And to do that, I had to... Because I wanted to do history and geography. I had to do...
And, of course, needlework is the gateway to history and geography.
Yeah. I had to do art or needlework for a whole hour. In hindsight, one boy with 15 to 20 girls were in heaven. But
okay.
I took art instead... Went for my aptitude test.
Yeah.
So I was in Selhurst, doing the aptitude test, and the points I scored on the aptitude test with the army, I got infantry, artillery, tanks, and no catering corps.
Oh.
So they let me drive a bloody great big tank. They wouldn't let me use a spatula with eggs.
Couldn't be trusted with a knife.
No. I was absolutely gutted. That was my dream wasn't driving tanks.
So you were a reluctant tank driver?
No, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to be a cook. I wanted to be a chef.
Do you ever driven a tank through a brick wall?
No. Not yet.
You don't get to do that on training?
No.
Just fuck it straight through a wall.
No, it would have been quite good though, wouldn't it?
And did you fire live shells out of the thing?
No, because I was a driver, not a gunner.
Right, you were the driver, gotcha.
But
gotcha.
Were shells fired from a tank you were driving?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you ever secretly bake a cake inside the tank in a baby belling just out of pure spite?
Yeah.
And present it to you, to the generals?
Of course.
I did this whilst driving, guys. Check out this Victoria sponge. Which I made... during the heat of battle.
Yeah. But I wanted to go to the Army Catering Corps and didn't score enough points.
Ah.
So let me lose with a 10, 15 million pound tank, but not a 99-piece spatula.
Believable, isn't it? They must have really trusted you, though, you see. That's what that was.
Maybe. But I'm short, so my head just barely stuck out of the booster seat.
Did you have a booster seat?
More or less, yeah. Even when it wound up. So it's inside the driver's side, yeah, then you wind it up and up and up.
Driving a tent.
And I was literally just still about seeing it just like that.
Like a military reenactment of Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, more or less.
So, Helen has a booster seat as well for the car.
Yeah, I've had booster seats.
You're better for the kids though, isn't it?
No, but I've had to have booster seats for cars that Rob's bought that are there basically to prevent me from driving them, but no. I've found booster seats and ways around it.
Range Rover.
Jaguars are terrible for people with short legs. The Jaguar.
I only ever buy old Jaguars like for about a grand.
And the MG was terrible for my short legs as well.
Yeah.
You'd only buy cars that small people can't drive.
The problem is then Helen she sits so near the steering wheel that she's in a toy car. When I get in I can't actually physically get in the in the car to move the seat back. And that one's even harder because it's got a sprung loaded seat that springs forward. You can't push it back unless you get your body weight on it. So I have to kind of put my knee onto the seat halfway into the car. Really,
well, that saves you out for buying a two-seater car when you're part of a family of four.
Which you love. Right, I've got 10 more burpees to do.
Good. 10 more of those and then we're into the plank.
Oh, great. Love doing the plank.
Hang on, that's an 05 plank. Didn't you not have the kids when you bought that?
No, Rob bought that last year.
I'm only for my old cars,
a reaction against family life.
Yeah. just to kind of block it out. Best I can.
I would never ever buy a brand new car.
Me neither. Mugs game, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah.
Mugs game. I like this guy.
Yeah. My dad always said, never buy a new car. He says, for half the price, you can get everything a new car gets.
Yeah.
And without the...
You lose 25% when you drive him off the forecourt.
Plus...
Said that with my hands on my hips.
Plus all the extras you have got.
Exactly. It's bullshit, isn't it?
Needs to be buy a second-hand car. It's running a little bit.
Yep.
All the free extras.
Yep. Someone's taken a massive hit on the depreciation.
Yep.
They're just ladies switching off the podcast as we speak. Come back, girls.
I think the vomit would have made them.
I lost them at the puking. Fair point.
But, for you, Rob, driving all over the country, a comfortable car that gets you to A to B is essential.
It is.
He's finished.
That's one. Ah, balls.
Hey.
Oh, shit, light-headed.
You're alive.
Yeah.
Good. A couple of minutes to have a drink, and then 5 minutes worth of the plank.
That's behind the bush. So sorry, listeners.
So your friend copped out because he didn't want to...
Oh, he got the day's model up, didn't he?
Did you?
He was on his way to his grandma's.
Oh. Because last week...
You'd rather be at his grandma's as well.
I'd love to be at Dan's grandma's.
You're the one who volunteered. Everyone was like, usually it would be a great idea last week.
Oh, it is a great idea. This is still going to be a great podcast.
Oh, God.
We'll go inside afterwards and just talk for a little bit, and then we're there, aren't we? Jesus Christ! Well... I take my hat off to every working mum and dad as well who does exercise. As I don't. Right. I just have a very specific mucal balance, like a frog that I have to keep exactly right, otherwise my biorhythms go out of whack and I could dry up and die. That's what I think, in my expert opinion, that's what it is. It's not just I'm some dirty scobber who pukes and is sick all over the place. Oh dear, there's another dog too. Oh, that's a stone.
Right. Now, have you ever done the plank?
I've done the plank, yes.
Good. You're going to do 5 minutes of the plank.
Right.
When you collapse, 10 press-ups, then back into the plank. I might just switch that to 2 minutes then.
Right, so no, let's do it. Let's go for it. This is what Helen does.
Yep.
We should do what Helen does, absolutely. Right, now, are we off?
Yes. Now, you may want to talk during this part.
Yep.
Because...
I will edit this slightly.
Yes.
It's just...
I don't think 5 minutes of Rob puking up and saying nothing.
How long's that, Paul?
Hmm?
How long was that?
20 seconds.
Oh, God.
Now, my mobile number is, if you want to be beasted like Rob is, 0791-481-7073.
Don't do it, you know it's...
Do it.
Do it. Do it. He's a lovely man. But this bit is particularly horrible.
That's 40 seconds.
Have you got a website, Paul?
I have. sweatandsmile@googlemail.com.
That's sweatandsmile@googlemail.com. Googlemail.com.
Is my email address. Or just type in
sweatandsmile.
He's down. Or just type in sweatandsmile personal training and I'll pop up.
Oh Christ!
I think you might need to change your name to Vomit and Moan rather than Sweat and Smile.
Fantastic, Helen. That's 1:20 for Helen.
I've got to do them on my knees. Like an old woman.
Helen's never done a girly press up.
Well, saying that, I've seen some of her press ups. Yeah. They're not full extension.
No, they're not. They're not. But I always...
All right.
Yeah.
But I do...
That was getting beasted.
But I do think, though, sometimes it's better to do slightly incorrect than it is just to go on your hands and knees and do a press-up.
Oh.
That's 2 minutes, Helen.
Fucking hell.
I would like to reassure dear listeners at this point that Helen has not flinched once.
She keeps a curve in her spine.
She's got a slight curve.
Actually, that's just a hunchback.
Now, Helen really is up to 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Oh, God.
Rob's collapsed again.
I'm down.
That is halfway through.
Yeah, feel free to do this at home, listeners.
And for next week's podcast, it's going to be the video version.
Oh, God. Right, so have I got to do press-ups then?
Yeah, 10 of those.
Fucking hell.
Oh, Helen. Come on. 15 seconds left, Helen. 10, come on, Helen. 10 seconds. Come on, girl. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's 3 minutes, Helen. Well done. That is fantastic. Now 10 press-ups.
Oh, where does everyone stand on people farting during exercise?
Anything's fair game now, Rob.
I've had people doing that before.
Oh. Well, I've been to some of Helen's yoga classes and it's very hard to keep a straight face in those, isn't it? What is the etiquette when someone lets one rip through the front bottom in yoga?
Try not to laugh.
There is no etiquette. But when that has happened to, obviously, another lady, because that would never, ever happen to me.
Yeah.
My yoga teacher said, turned around and just opened her arms and said, it's okay.
Embrace
it. Was giggling.
1 minute left.
Does anyone ever do back parts, like normal farts in yoga?
You assume that they're all funny farts.
Yeah.
Some of them may be normal farts.
If you hear a rasta, you just assume it's come through the front gate. Yeah.
50 seconds left.
I suppose you could see it as an opportunity to bury some farts, couldn't you? Just pass them off as unembarrassing fanny farts.
Well, and if you're a man, you'll never get the blame, so you could fart as much as you like.
Sometimes we fart out of our foreskins. A bell-end trump. Oh, sorry, this is a little willy part there. A bit air trapped in my foreskin. I just apologise for that.
Oh, three, pardon me. Two, one, 5 minutes and relax.
Ah, well done.
Well done, Rob.
Ah, so a couple of little foreskin farts there.
Ah. Now we're going to go inside to stretch.
I think, do we all have a bath together now? Is that how it works?
Right.
My wife is now lying on the floor and Paul is holding her legs.
Dying.
I'm reliably informed this is normal.
Very normal, very normal.
But I do see myself now in a chaperone capacity. Are you going to stretch my legs as well?
I am.
Oh.
Yeah. It helps realign the muscle fibres and helps us alleviate some of the stiffness and soreness from tomorrow on the day off.
Yep.
We need to paint the ceiling.
Hey.
Yeah, over there.
It's time to bring that up. Paul just turned my wife onto her tummy.
It's quite normal.
In front of the fire.
In front of her husband.
Yeah. So what's that film with Ralph Bates? Is it Women in Love when the two men wrestle naked in front of the fire? Oliver Reed and Ralph Bates. Have you seen that film? Really bizarre.
Well, he's
going to
roll you over onto your tummy
in
a minute in front of the fire,
Rob,
so you could
really. I mean, to put the kettle on. So I light some scented candles.
There you go, Rob,
you're
up.
Am I in?
You're laying on your back and getting your leg in the air.
Yep. Right. Oh. There we go.
Black leg. One leg
up.
That's it.
You're right, Helen, we do need to paint this ceiling. We're going to solve that dog crap and leaf problem in the garden. I'm thinking I should just get the mower fired up and just through all of it and just create a mulch and then just not go in it for 3 days.
Or you fence it all off and don't see how to get in there.
I think other people get around it by picking up their dog shit. That's how other people go.
Well, Helen,
on me tummy. Woo! Oh! It's like being back at the doctor's.
And you don't want to ask what it is, probably your birthday present.
Final reminder, Rob. A final reminder.
What for?
For accounts tax.
Oh, shit.
A month ago,
is it this day can get any worse?
No, this is bullshit.
Yeah. And that's what I subject your wife to every week.
Mate.
Nothing more to say. Mate.
That was great. That was a real workout.
Good.
I feel more alive and closer to death than I felt before I started doing it. That's great. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Very much. Oh. Wow.
Now you've got to pay him for that.
I've got to pay you. I must admit, I have been slightly glib, although there is baggage. Why is there baggage attached to the idea of having a personal trainer? Where does that come from? What's that about?
In all honesty, people think personal trainers are expensive and are a luxury.
Yes.
Which, it, to some extent, can be seen as true. But what I think personal trainers provide is a knowledge of how to exercise and how to impart that knowledge.
Yeah,
I'm doing no different than a gym instructor does in a gym.
Yeah.
All you do is you get me for one complete hour. Oh, my God.
Who's your favourite TV exercise guru? Mr. Motivator?
Mr. Motivator.
Mad Lizzie?
No, Mr. Motivator was good. Yeah, I did.
He was great, wasn't he? He's still on telly.
Going,
yeah, you still see him?
He's still going.
He's called Derek, isn't he? Derek Motivator. I mean, that's his real name. I don't know his surname. He's actually Motivator. But yeah, he's great, isn't he? Come on!
Huh. Ten more.
Yeah, come on, girls! Yeah, looking good! Love Mr. Motivator. I like he persevere with quite thick glasses his entire career as well, isn't he? Yeah. which I think would steam up.
Did he use baked beans, tins of beans, or am I thinking of?
Yeah, Mr. Butterbay, use anything. Beans, you throw anything at me, he'll exercise with it.
Yeah.
Beans, bags of sugar.
Yep.
Particularly heavy carrots.
Why not? Why not get two tins of baked beans and try boxing with them? You try doing 2 minutes of jabs and crosses and uppers with
tin of baked beans.
Soon feel that.
Yeah.
You don't need to have expensive equipment.
Never punch Paul carrying baked beans.
No.
That's important.
No.
That's not what he's after.
No. I like light contact.
Yeah.
Light contact is quite good.
Well, thank you, mate.
Thank you very much.
Been a pleasure. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for beasting me and beasting my wife in front of me. So I'm totally fine about.
It's good.
It's all good. So just one more time. So what's your website?
My website is www.sweatandsmile.com.
Brilliant. There we go. Right, I'm just going to pop to the lavatories and go and be sick again.
And you can stop recording now.
Yeah. Hey, so thanks for listening, guys. Do keep tuning in. Subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a bit of feedback on there. Click me some stars. That'd be great if you can do that. If you can be arsed. I know you've got busy lives. But most importantly, if you've enjoyed it, please tell someone you love or know or just have some form of relationship with where you communicate and spread the word, and I'll keep popping out these little podcasts for you for free as and when I can. There's loads of great stuff that I've recorded. It's just editing's taken me a bloody age to do. But it's all a learning curve. I've got some great stuff ready to come out. Well, not ready to come out. I'm working on, including a journey through dance, which I'm particularly excited about. Until then, goodbye. Bye now. Bye.